So you put your house up for sale and are waiting with bated breath for the first offers to come in. And you wait and wait and nothing. Very few showings and not much interest. So now you wonder, well, what now? How do I get buyers to show up? Let's talk about what you should look for in this week's podcast episode. Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. All right, everybody, thanks so much for listening. I am Kasha McDaniel, your host. And starting this week, I will be recording my podcast episodes every other week. So it's starting to get busy, and I want to provide valuable information to you. So the next Creative Home podcast episode will be released on April 22nd. So starting from now, like I said, every other week, you'll be able to catch up. And I've noticed that a lot of people, if you just take some time to, you know, catch up on the old ones anyways, there's some valuable tips and information that you guys can get from the older episodes as well. So take a look at those. So let's get back to the episode. So it's a tale as old as time, putting your house in the market and waiting for the offers to come flooding in, except they're not. So what did you do wrong? By the way, there is a secret to selling your house faster, and if you are interested, you can find the link to learning that secret in the show notes below. So there are a few things to consider at this point because your house is already on the market, right? Maybe your real estate agent is asking you to change a few things or do things, or maybe you were told to do things, but you didn't, and now you might be regretting it, right? So the first thing you want to take a look at are the photos. Okay, I'm not putting them in any particular order, but there's like a couple of three major things that you need to look at. Okay, the photos. Are they done by a professional? You know, are they, you know, professionally, like not a realtor that took it with her camera, but an actual professional photographer? Are the pictures dark? One of our houses, the realtor took the pictures and you could see her hand opening the door. And I'm like, oh gosh, no. that was one of our first forays into, you know, buying houses and then, you know, selling it eventually. But we learned a lot over the 25 years that we've been moving, and all that. So we moved, in 25 years, we moved 10 times. So we've bought and sold our houses every single time. And we've learned from them, each and every single one. You'd think we, after like the first two or three, you're like, okay, yeah, we got it. No, no. There's always something new to catch you. Like, oh, but anyway. So like I said, the photos, right? So the photos are the one area you do not want to cheap out on. It's kind of like your wedding, right? Your photographer, your wedding photographer is the most important person to spend money on, okay? That's the one area you really want to make sure you get right the first time, that you're not having to redo them, that you get a good one, take a look at their portfolio, you know, same kind of thing. When my husband and I were getting married, we actually budgeted and paid for our own wedding, mainly because we wanted to control where the money was used and what the money was used for, right? We actually only, and this is back in 2001, so it's been a while. but yeah, but we had a budget of $10,000. And that's what we had to work on to pay for the catering, the venue, we actually paid for the dresses and the tuxes and stuff like that, because where we were located in Florida, people had to fly in and they weren't local. Our friends and family were not anywhere near where we were because we were stationed in the military. And so we moved around a lot, right? So we wanted to make sure the one that we spent the most money on was the photographer. And we took some time to get, you know, make sure we got picked the right one. Okay. So you want to make sure the photos are not dark, that the windows are open, those kinds of things, that everything looks great in the picture. You know, it's not blurry. It's not, you know, of like open, you know, just take a look at pictures online. You will see the difference between good photos and bad photos. Okay. Take a look. You believe me. All right. Another thing to consider is the price. Now, did you set the price and ask for a higher price than what your real estate agent suggested? We all fall in that trap because we have so much time and money invested in our house, and we expect to get more than what the market will bear. Okay. So if you've gone through a couple of real estate agents and talked to several of them and gotten, similar pricing, comparisons and stuff like that, because they should be doing a comparison of your house to the other ones, in your area, not based on if you live in Boston and they're trying to find houses in like New York. No, it should be in your area. Okay. So take a look and make sure that the house is priced for what the market will bear. We always want more money than we could possibly probably get what we want, right? So definitely want to take a look at that to see if maybe it was priced too high and you're thinking, well, we just wanted to price it up high and see if we can get anything, right? Well, now you're wasting everybody's time and effort because they're not going to be looking at that price mark, right? They're thinking, oh, well, all the other houses at this price point are much better, or maybe even younger, or are newer houses, whatever the case may be, and you're thinking you can get the same thing for your 25-year-old house. Okay, so definitely take a look at that. That's one thing that sometimes that catches us, especially if you haven't sold a house in a long time, right? And you're thinking, well, I should get X amount of dollars over from what I paid for it, right? Not necessarily. Again, it's what you need to talk to several real estate agents when you do talk to find the one that's going to be your listing agent. It's okay to talk to several of them, get an idea as to what they're thinking, because if you haven't done this in a while and things change, the market's always fluctuating, whether it's from even from fall to spring, So take a look, ask your questions, okay? The third thing to look at is staging. Yeah, did you stage your house or did you just leave it the way it was, right? I want to share a story with you on one ha town, two townhomes actually, that a friend of mine who was a real estate agent, she told me about. There were two similar townhomes in basically like the same strip of townhouses, right? In the same subdivision area, whatever you want to call it, right? And one was staged, which is what this real estate agent friend of mine did, and the other was not. And the staged one looked fantastic. They changed, updated the paint. They brought in furniture. They made it look fantastic. And the other one was just the way it was and has been lived in for however how many years it was. Nothing, not much was changed. The staged one sold in 5 days, while the other unstaged one took over a month before it got an offer. And they were similarly priced. But if you had to pick between the two, wouldn't you pick for the one that has more updates and looked ready, move-in ready, and everything like that, versus the one that, ooh, we need to paint and we need to do this and we need to do that? I want to make it look like the nicer one, right? So you would think that the one that wasn't staged would probably have a less offer, and I don't know if they did or not, but yeah, but it took longer for the one that was not staged. Okay, so you want to take a look at what staging you have done. Emptying the house is not considered staging. Okay. Thinking, oh, well, we're just going to empty it because the furniture is not the greatest. I'm not sure what to do. The homeowners are just in a hurry just to get the house sold. We're just going to empty it. Let me tell you another story with that one. And this is a personal one that we had that we're like, oh. So we have had a house in New Mexico. And this is before I started staging homes professionally. And we were moving across the country back to DC and decided that we would use the empty photos because, if you know, there are only about 10% of people who can visualize beyond what's actually there. I guess I'm one of those 10% because I can visually see and tell you, okay, in this room, we need to move this out. We need to change this. We need to move this around. Oh, yeah, I can fit a couch in here, no problem, without physically moving the furniture or putting furniture in. I can tell you, yep, this will fit or it won't. I'm one of those 10%. The other 90%, they need to show and see what it looks like. So those 90% of the people, when we showed pictures and listed our house with an empty house with empty rooms, they couldn't tell what the rooms were used for or how big the rooms were because there was nothing to help them with a sense of scale. No, none of the pictures showed if there was a couch. Oh, we could put a couch in here. Oh, we can put a sectional here. Can we put a queen size bed in here? Or is this a twin size bedroom? So emptying is not, not a good idea. So back then, obviously this was a few years back, we had to move no matter what. We had to move before the house was sold. And I think we were in the house for maybe a couple of weeks or so, and then had to leave within the first month, and we still didn't get an offer. We got barely any showings, really. And so finally, on the fourth month that it was on the market, 4 months, we finally got someone to buy the house. And I was like, oh my gosh. And at the same time, we were looking for a house for ourselves in DC. So of course, higher pricing in DC than New Mexico. And we were looking at houses going, okay, this is not working. We need to sell that house in New Mexico first before we can buy our house in the DC area, right? So I learned firsthand that empty houses take longer to sell. So don't empty your house, okay? And if your house is empty and that's what you have done to put it on the market, you have two options at this point. You can stage with rental furniture, right? You can have someone to come in and bring rental furniture in and show off the house and make it show off the spaces so they can see a couch fits here, a bed fits here, all the stuff that makes it look, give that emotional appeal to buyers so they can imagine themselves living and sitting in that room, right? There's nothing, if it's a blank slate, they're kind of like, well, I think maybe. Yeah, don't make them do that. Make them think, oh wow, this is a really nice view. Oh, we can totally fit our family in here. This is a great area to hang out, right? Okay. The other option, if you have an empty house, is to do virtual staging. Okay. So virtual staging can be done. I know there are some people that are not quite on board with that. I wasn't before either, but you know what? If it helps show the space, make sure that the person who's doing the virtual staging, the furniture is in scale. It's not a big, huge armchair or a small couch that fits in there, but the furniture should be to scale that goes in that room. Okay. I had staged houses before when they're empty with rental furniture, and this was a house in North Carolina where the house sat empty for 2 months and didn't get a single offer. And this house was not an expensive house. It listed at 100,000. Okay. It was like a starter home, basically. It was a one level, three bedroom, nice kitchen. They kind of flipped it basically type of thing, but it was nice. They did really nice things to make it look like it'd be for an older couple or a new family, new couple, a starter home, right? Or a empty nester home, either one. But basically when I brought in furniture, he finally got a full priced offer a week later after I had staged it. So yeah. Okay, so that's one thing. If your house is empty, those are your two options. Stage with rental furniture or do some virtual staging to it. If your house has your decor in it, did you stage it? Was it enough to make it look appealing, right? Or did you leave things as they were? It's like, oh, well, it's my home decor. It'll look fine. No. There are some things that are just too much stuff and it looks too cluttered. So that's another thing to take a look at, okay? If you need a staging consultation, that would be your next option, right? If you're using your home decor, which is what I prefer to do, is I prefer you reusing your items and moving them around. Sometimes we may take things out and put it in a different room. Sometimes we may take things out altogether because there's just too much stuff, right? Rarely is there very little stuff, okay? So if you do get a staging consultation, also redo the pictures. Same thing with the empty house. When I staged the empty house, I told the owner, I said, look, now you re need to get those pictures redone. I know a photographer here who can do this for you if you wish, unless you want to bring your own. And then they get the pictures posted. And a week later, like I said, he got a full price offer. So same thing with staging. If you stage it, and do, major changes to it, right? Redo the pictures. Make sure those pictures reflect the changes that you made so that they appeal to the buyers, so that buyers who are looking online will see and be enticed to come in and come see your home. Okay. So if you need help with a staging consultation, let me help you stage your home. I offer online staging consultations or in person if you live in the North Carolina area in Moore County. Online would require you to do the work. Okay. So we could meet online and quote unquote walk through your home. Like you take your phone, which is fantastic because technology is so great now that we can do a video chat and you walk through and I can provide feedback on what needs to be moved or changed, and you would make the changes, right? If I did it in person, it's called a consultation, but it's really a working session where we start moving things right then and there and get it ready for pictures. Okay. So you can work with me, through that to get your house staged to help you get it ready so that you don't hear crickets at showings. So you get multiple offers, or at least, ones that people are interested in come in to your open house or your showings, and that's what you want. You want more eyes on your house so that you can pick and choose the best offer that you get, right? So if you do need a consultation, you can check out my website, bluediamondstaginganddesign.com. I'll leave that in the show notes so you can take a look. But basically, those are the three things you need to look for. If you are hearing crickets and your house is for sale, take a look at those three things: the photos, the price, and the staging. It's one of those three things that are probably going to affect you on why you're not getting what you need for your home. Okay? I hope you guys have a fantastic 2 weeks. I'll be back in 2 weeks, April 22nd, so that you can binge listen to other staging episodes that I've had in the past. Or if you're not moving and you're looking for more home decorating tips, or you've just moved into your new house and you need some decorating tips, there are a lot of episodes for that as well. Okay. So I will talk to you guys later. Have a great week.